turkey, goose, Yorkshire puddings.
Going out, staying in, sprouts or no sprouts. The message of Tesco's Christmas advert this year is, however you do Christmas, everyone's welcome at Tesco's. Now, I guess they've got a point, haven't they? We all do Christmas a little bit differently. We all have our own little family traditions that we don't realise are our family traditions. It can be quite a shock getting married and doing Christmas for the first time, or just spending Christmas with another family for the first time. It's a real eye-opener that other people don't do Christmas like your family does Christmas. It's just plain wrong. Now, we don't always know why we do certain things at Christmas. They've just kind of become our family tradition. But whilst for us it might be the one time of year when we have to eat turkey, or we just have to have sprouts, or mulled wine is definitely on the list, or you've got to put on a silly jumper, or when we have to get together as a family, I thought it would be good this year to ask, what were the reasons that Jesus came at Christmas? Why did he have to come at Christmas? Why did he have to come? And that's our theme at St Andrew's and St Michael's this year. So we're starting this evening with our first one. Now, perhaps Tesco's have hit upon what we want most of all at Christmas, and that is to actually be able to do our own thing. But we need to understand that Jesus came at Christmas not to do his own thing, but to do God's thing. As you read through the Old Testament, it's clear that it is God's will to send a rescuer, to save humanity, to send a saviour. And as you come to the events surrounding the announcement that Jesus will be born, you'll see again that it is God's will. So our first point is to see that Jesus came to do God's will. John chapter 6 verse 38 is where he spells it out. He says, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me." Now that might seem obvious, mightn't it? But remember, it didn't have to be that way. Jesus had a will of his own. He was Emmanuel, God with us, God as one of us, God made man. And that means that Jesus was God and he was human. So he had a divine will, but he also had a human will. When he was tired, he slept. When he was hungry, he ate. When he needed to get from one place to another, he walked. And when suffering was imminent, his human instinct was to shrink from it. He was human with a human will. And yet what Jesus confirms here in John chapter 6 is that he didn't come to put his human will first. He conformed his human will to his heavenly Father's will. In fact, Jesus managed to do what no other human being ever has or ever will do this side of Jesus' glorious return. He lived as God intended human beings to live. If we want to know what it is to be truly human as God intended, then we only need to look at Jesus, who fulfilled the law of God. A little while ago, there was a trend amongst Christians to wear a wristband marked with the initials WWJD. Do you remember that? It stood for, what would Jesus do? And the idea being that if you found yourself sort of in a quandary during the day, it would prompt you to kind of look down at your wrist and kind of go, "Ooh, I wonder what Jesus would do in this situation." And then you'd act in a Christ-like manner. That was the theory anyway. Now, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But what Christ would do is the will of the Father. Because as Jesus himself reminds us in John chapter 10 verse 30, "I and the Father are one." Now, did Jesus stick to his plan? Did he do the will of the Father? When our children are born, if we have children, or when you were born, your parents probably had all sorts of plans for you. It's what parents do when they sort of see their children sort of starting to sort of grow up a little bit, and you sort of think, "Oh, well, maybe they'll do that. Oh, no, maybe they'll do that. No, hang on a minute, it's going to be that." But you have all sorts of plans for them. You might imagine them taking up a certain career. at certain times, you know, they start sort of doing a certain hobby, and you think, ah, well, clearly they're going to be, you know, a train driver or an astrophysicist because they've got a telescope or whatever. And that sort of fizzles and dies and something else comes along. Or you know, maybe you think that they're going to like the things that we do. You know, and I can remember being dragged around National Trust properties for years. How tedious was that? I'm now a member of the National Trust. It galls me, though, to finally have to admit defeat there. But, but we sort of hope our children are going to like the things that we like. Or maybe we just sort of hope that they're going to be a certain sort of person. But as they grow up, we realise that despite all of our plans, it turns out that they're kind of an odd mixture of both of us and our parents and their parents' parents and so on. Plus they also have their own personality, their own will. And they make their own choices. Whether we like it or not, they do their own thing. Now, was Jesus like that? Well, no. The good news is that in John chapter 17 verse 4, Jesus prays in the upper room and says to his Father, I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. God is glorified by Jesus completing the will of his Father, and that is most perfectly seen in the way Jesus rescues humanity. If we carry on reading past verse 38 of John chapter 6, we hear Jesus say, for I've come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. We will be raised again to new and eternal life if we look at and we put our faith in the Son of God and see not just a baby in a manger, but the crucified and risen Saviour who will one day return in glory to call his faithful people to God's new creation. Jesus completed the work of his Father when he died and rose again to rescue us once and for all from sin and death. Our children are a bit of a wonderful mixture of the gene pool, just like we are. But Jesus is God made man. He was a human being with a human will, but he does the will of the Father and glorifies him by so doing his will, because he is also God. Now maybe this year you're approaching Christmas with loads of good intentions. You know, you've read Martin Lewis's Money Saving Expert blog and you've decided to cut back on presents. You're not going to eat as much as last year because it took you ages to lose it all. You're going to go easy on the alcohol. You're not going to let the family wind you up. You're not going to wind up the family. You know, your husband, your wife, your best parent, your friend, they've asked you to do those things, or not do those things this year. But despite your best intentions, you might just find yourself doing those things after all, and causing all sorts of grief. As we begin the season of Advent, it is good to remind ourselves that Jesus didn't come at Christmas to do things his way. If he had, then things would have been terrible for us. Maybe he would have jacked in the preaching and the teaching and the healing when it all got too much for him. Maybe he would have decided to settle down and got a steady job and something that brought in a decent salary, kept a roof over his head and food on the table. He could even have shied away from suffering completely. And yet in the Garden of Gethsemane, with the cross of crucifixion looming large, he prayed to his Father, not my will, but yours be done. Tesco acknowledged that there is a myriad of ways for us to do Christmas, but Jesus knew that there was only one way for him, to do the will of the Father, the will of God who so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now that is good news as we start counting down to the Christmas celebrations, isn't it? Amen.